The View from Planet Nancy.
Hello, I'm Nancy Casey. One of the more absurd things I've done in Haiti is teach Spanish. Not that it's absurd for Haitians to learn Spanish. They share an island with the Spanish speakers of the Dominican Republic. Extreme poverty makes young Haitians consider slipping into the DR or Cuba or Venezuela and joining an underground workforce to live as second-class citizens where even the least bit of Spanish might help. The absurd part of my teaching Spanish is that I barely speak it. I learned French when I was young as an exchange student. That was like getting a new mental process called foreign language, which I could use to make French come out of my mouth. French and Spanish are very similar. Most of their vocabulary is borrowed from Latin, and a lot of their tricks of grammar are identical. I took a couple of Spanish classes, and it was like developing a technique to warp the foreign language already in my head so that instead of French, Spanish would come out. Put me in a Spanish-speaking situation, and after a little warm-up, I can get by. And so, based on that, when I first got myself to rural Haiti, in some conversation I half understood, I must have told somebody I spoke Spanish. Myself, I wanted to learn Haitian Creole, a language which borrows a sizable portion of its vocabulary from French, and then strings the words together in ways that are definitely not French. Knowing French does give you a leg up on the vocabulary, but it can get in the way, too, when you're learning Creole, because if you slip into French off and on, people will get to understand you and you won't realize you're talking funny and wrong unless you make an effort to push the French out of your mind and only talk like the people around you. I had come to this place to volunteer at a school for a few months, although I didn't have an agenda for what I would do beyond learning to speak the language. I didn't want to be saying that I had this or that to offer, present myself as some know-it-all savior type from across the beyond. I'd never worked in a Haitian school before. I said, "I'll do whatever you want." And so, I was teaching Spanish. Was I teaching Spanish? There were no materials, so the class was conversational. Lessons would wander away pretty quickly from whatever I'd prepared. The members of our family, planting a garden, or a day at the market. My so-called spontaneous Spanish always worked on delay. It had to burble up from where it was forgotten underneath the French I was trying to suppress. Before I could let any actual words out, I had to be sure they were from the Spanish I was trying to remember and not the Creole I was trying to learn. Sometimes I would hear the things that came through that blender and out of my mouth and cringe in embarrassment at the thought of an actual Spanish speaker walking by the classroom. I stuck out the semester, but then said I wouldn't do it again. It's peculiar to be from a wealthy place and go to these poor places, these third world countries. You want to do something good, not make the usual mess. So you're not going to impose yourself. You're going to do what they want. Do whatever they want. That's not the foundation of a relationship between equals. Do whatever they want. Well, you have to do something together in order to get acquainted. Do whatever they want. It probably is a good idea. Do whatever they want. But the interesting part isn't about what you do. Do whatever they want. The interesting question is, who are they? That's The View from Planet Nancy. Thank you for listening. I'll see you in orbit.
Transcripts of this and other editions of The View from Planet Nancy are available at authornancycasey.com, where you can also sign up for a podcast and leave your comments. The View from Planet Nancy is produced with help from Radio Free Moscow in Moscow, Idaho, and at krfp.org. Music by Kevin MacLeod.